Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 9, talking about the power of not using money to quote-unquote buy the mitzvos. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, interesting that he goes by his grandmother, usually it's Rav Bar this, but this time it's Bar Bar Chana, interesting, said in the name of Rav Yochanan, what is the meaning of that which is written in Mishlei and Proverbs, the fear of Hashem will increase days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The fear of Hashem will increase days is a reference to the first temple, which stood for 410 years, and throughout that period, only 18 Kohanim Gadolim served in it. And the years of the wicked will be shortened. This is a reference to the second temple, which stood for 420 years, yet more than 300 Kohanim Gadolim served in it. How do we know that? The Gemara says, deduct from them the 420 years, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik served, the 80 years that Yochanan the Kohen Gadol served, and the 10 years that Yishmael ben Pabi served. So that's 40 plus 80, right? 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, and then 10, 130, and then some say 11, so 141 years. Go and calculate the number of Kohanim from then on. You'll find that none of them lived out their year in office. And there's another version of the Gemara where it's inserted. The notes point out, Rav Yochanan ben Torsa said, why did this all happen? Why did the Kohanim Gadolim die before they lived out a year in office? Because they bought the Kohuna Gadola for money. For Rav Asi said, Marta, the daughter of Boethus, gave 3 kav of gold dinarim to King Yanai to appoint her betrothed husband, Yoshua ben Gamla's Kohen Gadol. Rashi above says the payments were made to the kings of the Hashmoneim dynasty. However, it would seem from historical sources that the Kohen Gadol was sold before and after this period as well. And the Hashmoneim also is a wonderful story for Hanukkah, but in general, the Hashmoneim were Kohanim, and they were leaders, and they might not have been from Yehuda. I'm not sure the whole lineage, but that was also very murky waters, although it was a wonderful thing that happened, and especially the Hanukkah miracle. But in general, the point is a vast major difference between the first and second temple, how the second was bought for money, the position of leadership, and the first, they were earned it, and they only had X number of Kohanim, only 18 or so. And the second one, there were many, many, many Kohanim, and they didn't even live out their year. Meaning the idea is you can't buy leadership. You know, you might think in society nowadays, in secular culture, you can buy it, but it'll come back to haunt you. Hashem will get you back, and you're not really going to be respected. You're not going to be really in power. You can't buy mitzvahs. You can't buy leadership. You can't buy your way in. You want to get into the yeshivas, you want to get into the seminaries, you want to get into the good colleges. You can't buy your way in. You got to earn it. In Panovich and in Volozhin, you had to earn your way in. You had to learn daf upon daf, page upon page to get in. You had to have the actual ability. You had to have the actual talent to be able to be let in. You can't buy it in. Hashem sees that all these people are trying to buy their way in. They don't deserve it. The Kohen Gadol is the most spiritually high level of any person, the only person of one time the entire year who's allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Aron, where Hashem's presence is. Hashem is everywhere, but extra manifested there. They don't deserve it. They're not going to get it. You can't buy your wealth in, your way in. And in life, don't buy your way in. Earn your mitzvos. Earn your keep. Earn your things. Do what you can to make sure that you earn your mitzvahs, earn your Torah, earn your chesed, earn everything you do. Don't try to buy your way in, as the Gemara proves here. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 10 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.